Neil, you've always been a man with a glass half full since you've been in this job. Can you find positives from that?
I can't find any. First half, defensively wise, not too bad. We didn't really pass the ball as well as what we had done in the game before. 45 minutes against Barnsley, I thought we were absolutely tremendous. But okay, we didn't get our passing game going and kept it tight. And they've had a couple of chances, which Collins dealt with it no problem at all. And then the second half, forgot how to pass, forgot how to move, forgot how to tackle, didn't win the individual battle, and conceded two poor goals, to be fair, and deserved what they got. For the first time this season, I'll agree, they deserved what they got. They got absolutely nothing.
Have you told them that?
I have, yeah. I've only just come out of the changing room now. Not one answer back, not a penny. You could hear a pin drop in the changing room. They're all disappointed. So they should be, with the second half performance. And it's rock bottom. That's the first time I've said it since we've come. It's definitely rock bottom for me. That's the worst we've played second half, considering we played really well first half, second half against Barnsley. I can't believe the difference. I can't believe the difference from second half to Barnsley to second half performance there. It's not good enough.
And it's happened again. Two goals in quick succession and you're out of the football match.
Yeah, well, we're out of the football match as I scored the first goal, to be fair. We never really got at them. We never really had a shot, although we did have a disallowed goal. It probably was offside. I haven't seen it. But that was the worst performance for the full 90 minutes, really, since I've come to the football club.
And two carbon copy goals down the channels and poor to concede.
Yeah, two poor goals to concede, yes. And it's another two, which it's hard to stomach.
And a costly afternoon as well. Tom Aldred on the touchline. Has to be a hamstring, hasn't it?
No, he's just took a whack across his head and been not so much knocked out, but a little bit stunned. His hamstring's fine, but he's had a little bit of a knock on his head and he's felt a little bit dizzy and stuff like that, so we'll obviously have to take him off, so he should be all right for Tuesday.
Is it still a learning curve for you in terms of shape and setup? Because you changed things at half-time last week, worked, you went in with an attacking style and philosophy and personnel, and it clearly didn't work.
Well, if it hasn't been working, I've been changing it. And then when I've changed it, it has worked. And then I've gone with it again. It hasn't worked, then I've changed. Then, you know, so it's trying to find the balance, I suppose. Trying to remain positive, but it's very difficult when you have a second half performance like that. And, you know, we've come up against a team that haven't won or haven't picked up a point at home. And we've been outplayed second half. And that makes me not very happy.
Yeah, you've told us you're not worried, but you've got to be at least concerned now, haven't you?
Well, yes, of course, because we're bottom of the league and we're not picking up points at all, and we're not putting the performances that I'm hoping that they can do. You know, it's not as if we're training badly. It's not as if we're preparing badly. It's just when they go across that white line, they've got to make the decisions a little bit quicker and a little bit better and to give themselves a chance, and they didn't do that certainly second half.
Are you going to exploit the loan market?
Well, I think I might have to be fair. I think, can we sign 11 players? To be fair, listen, we need to strengthen the team. Of course, we do. And we're trying to do that, but you know, it certainly doesn't help when you're bottom of the league and you play like that second half to try and recruit players. It's difficult.
And it's relentless, this division, isn't it? Because games are coming up thick and fast. Chesterfield next to come, and they were beaten at the weekend. They'll be looking for response.
Well, we're looking for response as well. You know, we have to hang on to the fact that we played well second half against Barnsley, and we have to try and put it together, and I'm going to have to pick another team now.
And it doesn't get any easier, because the back-to-backs, Chesterfield and Swindon, both playoff sides last year.
Well, we can only take one game as it comes, so we'll concentrate with full efforts on Chesterfield and see how that goes.
You got Martin Patterson out there and over that line. That will do him good, won't it?
Well, he's had some playing time, and he's been training quite well, but he's still not there. I think you can see he's still not there. And we tried to change it to try and force the issue, I suppose, and it didn't work.
David Norris has had no midfield, no pre-season to speak of. Did you pull him out of it because he was shot?
Well, that's his first game from the start, of course, yes, and he looked a little bit tired. And then I'm expecting the other two to finish the game off, and maybe should have brought one of the other two off and left David on, to be fair.
Going back to Chesterfield, they narrow squeaked last year. They've invested heavily again. They're one of the fancied sides.
Yeah, they're a good team. You know, they're well organised. They've got some good players, and but so have we. But we've got to perform as we're doing on the training field and against the opposition, a lot better than what we have been doing over the over certainly the second half. You know, as I said before, the first half we weren't brilliant. They weren't good, to be fair. First half it was a little bit of a drab game, but we defended all right. But second half we never performed at all with or without the ball, and that's more worrying than anything.
You and Richie consider another shape for the next game, Chesterfield?
Well, I think we'll have to play two goalkeepers next.